Aloha! Hello there, it is your boy, it is your Capitan! I am back with another episode of Coffee Talk with Captain Coffee. Before we dive into today's episode, I would like to say a big old thank you to all of you amazing, fabulous listeners and supporters of Captain Coffee and Peak. We are truly just so amazingly thankful for you guys. You guys bring so much life to Kayla and I and the boys, and we're just super thankful for you guys. So thank you for allowing me and Kayla to be your guys' captains of your coffee and allowing me to be your fearless leader when it comes to Peak. So, without further ado, let's dive into today's episode. Today is going to be about Earth Day. Y'all know I love Earth Day. Global warming is something that's very important to me. We need to halt that shit now. Stop it while we can. Kind of piggybacking off of last week's episode, the generation before us and before them have failed us. They are not putting us in a position where we can excel in any capacity. So we have to learn to do it ourselves. So we can do a better job. We, the American people, the world, we can do a better job of taking care of this planet. And that's what we are going to discuss today. But before we do, please go to Spotify or Apple Podcast and please give us a 5-star review. If you don't mind, if you feel so obliged, please do. That would be wonderful and helpful so we can continue to keep coming at you with great, wonderful content. And same thing with Where the Magic Happens. We are rocking over there. We have a Disney After Dark episode coming out in a couple days, actually. So if you are a fan of Disney After Dark kind of stuff, please go join our Patreon because it's going to be spicy. Yeah. So, but yes, please go over to Spotify and Apple Podcasts and give us a 5-star review because, like I said, there have been some trolls who like to give us 1-star reviews because they are what I like to call butthurt. But I digress. Let's do our thankful for, do our breathing, double inhale, big controlled exhale. Here we go. 3, 2, 1, big inhale. Big controlled exhale. So good. Oh, that double inhale always gets me. I love it. All right. I am thankful for this planet. Truly am. Truly, truly am. There is a wonderful, wonderful connection that I have to this universe and to nature. You know, this is not something that I've made up. This isn't something that I've patented by any means, but there is such thing as universal energy, where if you go stand and you get grounded and you put your feet on the earth, there is a frequency that our bodies, that we can't really tell, but it's more on like an energetic level, that there is an energy that is flowing through the universe into us. It's a beautiful, beautiful thing. And it's something that we need to do a better job taking care of, you know, the way that the trees interact with the pollen, or how the trees interact with oxygen, or how pollen interacts with the bees, and how bees interact with the environment. There's just such a beautiful circle of life, like Disney has said it was. Coffee sip, hold on. Very good. Amaretto, very good. I don't think this is the one we're going with, but I do like it. Maybe in the future. Another sip. So that's where I feel about this universe, man. It's a beautiful, beautiful thing. And, you know, as life goes on, the more I feel like there's this connection that the Native Americans used to have way before any other organized religion came along, that I think is just so pure and beautiful that we're all one with nature. We're all one with the universe. And it's something that I feel like we all as a society should try to get a little more in touch with. Sit in silence. Take your cup of coffee. Sit outside. Hear the birds chirping. Go get your feet in some grass. Go play in some dirt. Go get in the ocean. Play with the sand again. Be a kid out in the world. Go get in a creek. Go sit in it. Be silent. Put your phone away. There's just so much beauty out there that I feel like we miss on a day-to-day basis because we're busy. And I get why we're busy. We got to make a living in this America. It's tough, or this world, wherever you're listening to. And it's tough. So, you know, we want to try to slow down. And being quiet and deliberate with our time in nature is something that's really important to me that I'm trying to teach my two wonderful boys and try to pick up a little bit more with Kayla as a couple, because she and I both love nature as well. And we love adventure. And I think we could just do a much better job as a society taking care of this world. And I think that is what we are going to discuss here. We're going to discuss 5 simple ways you can help the environment. Now, I said some of these before. I've done a couple episodes on this, and I'm going to kind of go back and do a couple more because I'm not lying. The simplicity of these things have such a long-term effect on the environment. To me, it's the same thing as go for a walk, eat your fruits and vegetables, eat your protein and get your sleep. They're super simple things, but things we're not doing because we're looking for the more big, sexy thing, or, oh, it's just too much, we can't do it. No, there's little things that we can do that make a huge difference. Yes, I know that we are fighting people like, yes, I'm going to say it, people like Taylor Swift, people like Jeff Bezos, people like all of these professional athletes who are in here driving the Rock. You've got these guys driving in their private jets and, you know, polluting the earth like crazy. And then we're over here trying to do the bare, you know, we're trying to do the maximum, and they're not even attempting to do the bare minimum. And that's super frustrating, you know, and that's something that we as a society will work through. And I know I said Taylor Swift because I know she has a private jet and she flies 30 minutes for her flights. And I will give her a break. I will give her a break. If my fans were as crazy as some of these Swifties were, I would have to fly private. So I'm just saying in general, like if she's going to be putting out the kind of jet fuel, I would love to see some other return on, you know, maybe killing some of her carbon footprint. That would be nice to see. I don't know what she could do, but she's got the money for it. So I would like to see her make more of an effort. Same thing with The Rock. Same thing with Jeff Bezos and, you know, Elon Musk, even though he is making electric cars, which also been talking to someone, electric cars really don't do much in the environment because eventually what's an electric car run on? Runs on a battery. What's the one thing we can't break down in the environment or in the trash compactors? Batteries. We can't break them down. So I understand the electric cars have a plus, I guess. I think hybrids are better in my opinion. But anyway, I digress. I didn't mean to pick on Taylor Swift. I know I'm going to probably get some hate for that. I didn't mean to. I know that she seems like a very nice lady. But when it comes to environmental friendly, I am not a huge fan, but I understand why. If she was seen flying coach on a Southwest flight, I'm pretty sure she would get murdered from how nuts some of these fans of hers are. So I get it. Same thing with like if, I don't know, Patrick Mahomes was flying private or Jason Kelce was flying private or Harry Styles was flying private. Like these guys, they can't. Timothy Chalamet. I mean, because we have such a God complex on these people that they can't fly anything but private because we would murder them. So I'm just saying, it's really tough to be someone that's passionate about these things, seeing these one percenters absolutely give zero shits when it's easier for them to make a change. Their 1% addition to the environment is like 100 times more benefit than we could do. But hey, let's focus on what we as a society can do. So let's take a minute, you know, and talk about what I've talked about in the past. I've talked about, you know, composting. Composting is one of the best things you can do. This is just America in general. We add so much CO2 to the atmosphere from food waste every year. So instead of just saying that, let me give you a legitimate example of how much food waste we generate in a year. We, just in the United States, generate 107 million metric tons of carbon dioxide. That's brutal. That's basically the same number. That metric ton is the same as 42 coal-powered power plants extra in the United States. 42 of them, dude. That's just, that's terrible. Terrible. So, you know, some of you might live in a city and it's tough, and some of you might not know how to compost. Well, there's a thing called the internet and we can learn how to compost. It's not that hard. You can invest in certain things like Alomi, which I have. You can also invest in a company that come and picks up your compost like trash people do, but it's just your compost. And it makes a significant difference in how much trash you put out. Kayla and I maybe will put out one bag of trash a week right now. Maybe one a week. I mean, that's just huge to compare to what it used to be. You used to put out two or three every 2 days, 2.5, 3 days. Because we eat so much food in this house and we cook so much, we have a lot of food waste. But ever since I've started composting, our waste has just plummeted. So, you know, that's a huge thing to do. You know, trying to increase walking, less driving, riding your bike more, being more conscious of buying, you know, one single-use plastics, you know, things like that. But let's dive into five major things that you can do to help this environment. And I know I've talked about this one before, but I'm going to say it again. Can we please stop using please stop using single-use plastic water bottles. There's no need for it. And also, I don't know if you know this, but we are also ingesting microplastic when we do that as well. So it's not just harmful for the environment, it's harmful for your body. So you, one person, can save 1,460 water bottles a year by just using a refillable water bottle. It's a no-brainer. And think about it. Most people have a house of four, right? So like for my family, let's say we all, which we do, we all decided to drink from a reusable water bottle. We are saving almost 6,000 single-use plastic water bottles. That's huge. That's massive for the environment. That is such an easy thing to fix and an easy thing to apply to your life. And you're saving money because you're not having to go buy water bottles constantly. And you're going to have less of a mess in your house. So it's a no-brainer. It's simple, no-brainer, cost-efficient, boom. Stop using single-use plastic water bottles. Most fridges have a water filter in them. You can go and get a refillable water filter with them, or a one that you can have at home. Whatever you need, put it connected to your sink, whatever. There are solutions and they're cheaper. Okay. So let's try to limit the single use plastic of water bottles. Okay. That's a huge amount of plastic that we are not putting in the environment. Death to plastic is something that's huge. Okay. So this kind of goes in with our next one. You've heard me talk about this one too. Shop with reusable bags. Over 100,000 marine animals are killed by plastic bags each year. Just switching to reusable bags will drop that number exponentially. I don't see how that's something that we can't do. We're keeping our sea life safe, man. I mean, I don't know if you all know this, but if you want to go watch something that's very informational on how important our sea life is, go watch Down to Earth by Zac Efron and Darren Olin, I think his name is, but whatever. It's by Zac Efron, Down to Earth on Netflix. There's two seasons. They talk about the importance of the coral reef. Pretty much, the coral reef is the foundation of a healthy environment, and we are obliterating our coral reefs. We are. Now, like I said, I know that we have been given the short stick. You know, our boomer generation before us, they're just absolutely butt-fucking us. And they don't seem to care about it. And that's fine. So now we have to be responsible and we have to make a change. And there are little changes like this, that reusable bags is a no-brainer. It's a no-brainer. And I know sometimes you forget, and that's okay. But when you go and you're going to the grocery store, just try at least once or twice a week to make that change. That's a huge difference. If you can do it every single day, make a conscious effort, just like you do when it comes to taking a walk. Hey, I'm going to take a walk today. Hey, when I go to the grocery store today, I'm going to bring a reusable bag. Or if I didn't bring one, I'm going to carry everything out. Okay? That's what I do. So many times I forget a bag, I just carry the shit out. I look stupid, but I don't care. If someone wants to ask me, yo, why don't you just use a plastic bag? I will say this stat right here. One plastic bag, or using plastic bags, kills over 100,000 marine animals a year. That's just dumb. So let's make that change. You know, we can save 1,500 plastic bags from getting eaten by turtles. Alone, 1,500 plastic bags. That's nuts, dude. These turtles are huge for our marine life. They're huge for the eco-friendly system of, you know, of the coral reefs. We need turtles. We need these sea animals, man. They're so important. We need to do it. Just because you can't see it doesn't mean it's not important. Just like our heart health. Just because, you know, if I take my shirt off, you can see my abs. You can see my chest muscles. You can see my biceps. You can see my shoulders. Cool. You can see all that. But what if my insides were all shitty? It's the same thing with marine life. Just because we can't see the coral reefs physically doesn't mean that we're not affecting it. We've got to do a better job. And this is a big thing. So stop using plastic bags. Go to Walmart, go to wherever, go buy reusable bags, do what you got to do, or just carry it out with your bare hands. Get some extra exercise in by doing a heavy carry, with holding your stuff. There's little changes like this that have a drastic long-term effect, and it makes a huge difference. I promise. I promise. Okay, number three. This one's kind of new, but I'll explain why. Skip the straws. If you use a reusable straw, Every year, or if you, or yeah, every year, or you go to a place and you don't order it with a straw, you know, just say, no, I'm good on straws. Thank you very much. Just sip it out the glass. You can save 584 straws a year, which is huge. And let me explain why straws are such a big deal. Straws join other plastic-based materials in contributing to microplastic pollution. These tiny particles can infiltrate the soil, water, animals, and even humans. Like I said earlier, in fact, 80% of humans have detectable levels of microplastic in their blood. Straws are also one of those things that you think you can recycle, but you can't. So, skip the straws. Kayla and I do not have straws in the house. We have what do they call them? Like the metal stainless steel straws. We have those in the house. We rarely get straws when we go out in public. There's just no need for it, man. There's just no need. It's one of those simple, again, simple things. You know, if you're gonna go, no, and again, if it's every now and then, you have one or two. If you're, hey, I'm gonna go out with a friend. We're gonna go get some iced coffee, and you get an iced coffee, and there's got a straw in it. It's okay, but it's like if you're going out to drink constantly, and you see that that's a habit that you do, then I would invest in like a travel along with you straw. They're all over the place. They're very cool. They like shrink and get big. It's very cool. So. You know, reusable straws is a really big thing. If you don't mind making that change, it's something small that we don't think about that I have honestly forgotten about that I need to do better. I know that we don't have plastic straws in the house, and that's the reason why I just kind of forgot. So, look, even I need a reminder. Even I need a reminder, and that's okay. So, let's skip out on the plastic straws if we can. Okay? Try to do that best we can. Now, this next one is kind of. I don't know. This one I struggle with, but I also think it's better if we try. Okay? Try to recycle everything you can. You can save 9,000 pounds of plastic waste from going into the landfill each year if you recycle. And I talk to a lot of people and they're like, well, most of the time it just goes into the trash. I know. But let's just say I recycle. Out of my 100% of my recycles, only 10% make it into the recyclable category. That's 10% that has been saved. That's 10% that's not being ingested by sea life or, you know, regular life, where it's not a way for it to fall into our soils or break down into, you know, our water, and then we start ingesting it. So even though a small percentage might get recycled, maybe in the future, if we start to vote correctly and we get correct people in, we can find sustainable ways to make the recycling process easier, and we actually pay these people to do a better job. I'm not blaming the recyclable companies. I'm just saying, like, they're not getting paid enough. I wouldn't want to do the work either. To, hey, if we get it, do a big wash through, wash everything when it comes through, and then we can recycle. A lot of the reasons why they don't get recycled is because people throw the recycling in the recycling when it's not clean. So I understand that companies don't want to do that, but maybe if we found a way to give them a little bit of a financial boost that would maybe light a fire under them to maybe help us have a better system with recycling. Because I think it's something we need to have. I really do. I don't see the problem with us finding ways to recycle. Because look, it's very hard to go completely plastic free. It's hard, man. It's hard. Look, I go to the store, I buy meats, I'll go buy frozen fruits and vegetables, and I get it in plastic. Is it my favorite way to do it? No. But I gotta survive the best I can and do the best that I can with the situation that I'm in. So if I knew that I could maybe find a way to send my recycling to a better place. I would love to do that. If there was a way that I knew, oh wow, I'm going to be saving at least 50% of my recycling if I do it A, B, and C wise. But we're just not taught how to do it. Did you know that all the seven recyclable signs actually mean something and some of them are not recyclable at all? So why would we put the recycle sign on it? Because I didn't know that. I looked at it and I would throw a seven in there, thinking it's recyclable, but it's not. So why would you put the recycling sign on it? Again, it's just our system is just so fucking skewed and it's stupid. Ugh. But anyway, I digress. So let's try to recycle. Let's try to compost the best we can. I know it's hard. I know it's tough, but let's try it. Let's try to reduce our landfill as much as possible. And like I said, I know that a lot of the recycling does go to the landfill. I know. But if we could save at least, all of us across the board could save at least 10% more, that adds up. It adds up. You know it does. So let's give it a shot, right? Let's give it a shot. Now, this one I actually agree with and I really enjoy. And it's, I'm going to kind of do a pivot off of this one, actually. So this one says, Choose seasonal and local. Avoid prepackaged foods by getting food from your local CSA and checking out farmers markets near you. I agree 100%. If you shop locally, you are saving food from traveling an extra 25,000 miles. That's a lot of gas being used. 25,000 extra miles just for food per person. So let's see if we can shop a little more locally. But this kind of is my pivot to help out. And this kind of goes off what I talked about last week. Let's try to garden. If there's a fruit or a vegetable that you just love, try to garden it. That's what I'm doing. Kayla and I literally just invested in two things that we're going to start to garden. We want to do, we love potatoes, we love cucumbers, and we love carrots. And we're going to try to do that this spring. Why not? If we do it for 6 months, 3-4 months, let's just say, that's 3-4 months where I'm not buying that in the grocery store. Is it year round? Sadly, no. But is it going to be for a third of the year, a fourth of the year? Yeah. And that's better than nothing. It's like people that are like, oh, if I can't work out 6 days a week, I'm not working out at all. Why? If all you've got is 3 days a week, do it. 3 days a week is better than none. 1 day a week is better than none. So if you're doing it, if you're going to garden and you can only garden it for 2 to 3 months, that's better than none, right? So let's try to garden. Try gardening. There's really, when you go online, you look it up, gardening in the city, gardening in a small apartment room or apartment house, whatever it may be. I'll tell you, people are creative. And that's what I'll say about us millennial generation. We are creative. We find solutions around the limitations that our system has set in line for us. We find solutions. There's a solution to every problem. We just got to look, we got to work, and we got to figure it out. So we can do this. Let's try to garden. All right? Let's try to garden. Let's give it a shot. Maybe do a CSA. Kayla and I do a CSA every year, and we love it. But this year, since we're going to try to garden, we might not do the CSA. We love the CSA. We love it. We love it. We love it. And it's very fun. You get to go take your kids, get to give them an experience of picking out fruits and vegetables. They're on a farm. You get to support local, support local companies and local farms, local businesses, which is huge and important as one. I know how great that is. And honestly, you'll be shocked that it might be a little bit more expensive, but it tastes better and the food's bigger. So you're actually maybe not spending as much. We went to this this farm to get apples. We got, oh God, how many? I think we counted 56 apples and we got it for like $27. Apples were huge. We were saving so much money. Yeah, did we pick it ourselves? Did we have to buy it in bulk, pay a little bit extra upfront? Yes, but did we have more apples? Yeah. We also went and bought this cauliflower that was four times the size of the one I will get at a grocery store, and it was the same price. And it was off a farm. So we have solutions. We have solutions. We just got to find them, and we just got to be creative. So let's kind of recap here. Let's recap. But stop using plastic water bottles, okay? Get a reusable one. We are big boys, big girls. We can do that. That's not that big of a suggestion to do. And it's got long-term benefits, okay? Stop using plastic bags. Get a reusable bag. It's a no-brainer. No-brainer. Super easy. Skip the straws. Remember, microplastics, they get all in up on you, okay? And with the plastic bags, killing our sea life, killing some turtles, let's not do that. Number four, just recycle the best you can. I know it's hard. I know. And I know that there's a lot of controversy behind recycling. I get it. I understand. I respect it. But let's try to make a better effort at recycling the most that we can. And last, let's either shop local and shop seasonal, or let's garden ourselves or do a CSA. Okay? I think those are all very, very doable things. I think it's a way that we can truly take care of this planet in a way that we were not talked about previously. We can show our children that this world and this planet is such a gift, and we've got to do a better job taking care of it. But it comes down to us, the people, the ants. We have an opportunity to really take care of this beautiful earth, man. There's so much diversity in this earth, not just between its people, but between the nature, the animals, the flow of life. It's a gorgeous thing. And we are in control of it. We get to really take care of the future for our next generation. And I think that we should and will do a better job. But sometimes we need a reminder to just do small little things. Small things make the biggest changes. So we can do it. I believe in you. I believe in you. Because I know I'm going to do it. I'm going to do a better job. I know that I've slacked in a couple areas, and sometimes it's important to have a reminder like, shit, we are causing so much damn pollution. We are hurting this world that we live in, this nature, this beautiful, beautiful, diverse world that we are in charge of taking care of. We're failing. Failing. So I'm hoping that this lights a fire in you. Not under you, because no one wants to have a fire under them, but everyone wants to have a fire lit in them. We want to be motivated. We want to be inspired. So let's do this together as a community of people, a community of people that love coffee. And look, I want to be honest. I'm not helping the process by our bags here at Captain Coffee. I'm aware of that. And that's something that we're working on. I want to find a sustainable way to give better bags. The bags that we are doing are, they're just trash. There's no compostability. There's no recyclability. And I hate it. And I just want to be honest and open with you. Because that's what I want to always be. I want to be transparent. I want to be open that we as a business have a lot of work to still do here at Captain Coffee. I don't love that we are giving out these bags with plastic connected to it. They're just trash. I don't like it. We're working on it, okay? I promise to you that we are trying to find solutions. Is it easy? No. Is it very expensive? Absolutely. Do we make that much money as a coffee company as it is? Nope. But are we going to figure it out? Absolutely we are. Because I care about this planet and I care about the next generation to come. It's in my hands. How am I going to control it? What am I going to do? The ball's in my court. Ball's in my court. What am I going to do with it? I want to be like MJ. I want to slam dunk that shit. So I love you all. Thanks for listening. I'll be back next week. Sorry for the late post. I wanted to post this on Earth Day. So, and that is today, the 22nd. So I love you all. Thank you for letting me be your capitan. Go get some coffee. Go give us some local support or go give someone else some local support, whatever you want to do. But you know, any order truly does do wonders for Kayla and I. We just appreciate the love. We appreciate the support so much. So go give us some love, man. And Peak, we're rocking and rolling. Our community's growing. Our community's growing in such a beautiful way between, I might miss some people here, but between, you know, Molly, Amber, Alexis, you got Lauren, you got, oh my goodness, my mom now just joined. Kayla's joined. My friend Lily. Chris, I mean, you guys are just all amazing people. And if I missed your name, I'm super, super, super sorry. I don't mean to, but, you guys are just amazing people. And I'm so proud of this group and the camaraderie that we've made. It's just beautiful. So if you want to have great workouts, some fun workouts, a way for you to take your health to the next level, let me know. But if you want to join a community with people that are, in the same boat of struggling with certain things, being vulnerable with the journey that is our health journey, but you want to be connected to a community that's going to help you and help you grow, let me know. I'm so proud of this community. I love it. This is the community that I wanted because I felt like I made a really good community with Captain Coffee, with the Ohana. But I said, I want to make that with Peak, with like-minded people that are struggling, that want to be better and can be better, but they need a community. And that's what we've made. I didn't make it. The people in Peak made it. And I'm proud of you guys. So if you want to join, please let me know. First month, $25. After that, we will discuss. But first month, $25 to give it a shot. So if you like it, we have a 3-day a week functional basic equipment program. That's the hot one right now. I'm pretty sure everyone across the board is doing it and everyone's loving it. So if you want to join in, please do. We're coming out with a new coffee this fall. Oh, baby. Sadly, we will not be having a major competition on the name because I already have an idea, but we will see once we get closer. We'll see. We'll do that bridge when we get closer. But I love you all. Thanks for everything you guys do. Hope you guys enjoyed this episode. Let's do our best to take care of this gorgeous, wonderful planet that we call home. Enjoy. I love you. And may the brew be with you.
Stuck giving.
There's a choice to make. Yeah.